Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get your dad body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Tripping better than slipping.
Welcome to the trap.
But sometimes we be tripping.
Welcome to the trap. Where we joke and rap. Gut busting laughs. Hand slapping laps.
Girl, slap it loud.
Get you through your day. And it's free of cost.
I'm so cheap.
Don't you laugh too loud.
No.
Don't get fired by your boss.
File unemployment.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Yo. Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam.
Yep.
I got Emmanuel.
That's good ASMR.
Yes, that's solid ASMR.
I'm into that.
Happy birthday, Isaac Newton.
All right, bet. We got Mexican Mike Mendez is mixing on a Monday.
Yerp.
There we go.
You getting there, Mike. Ah. I mean, you getting there, brother.
I just go off Cam's lead.
You off Cam's lead?
I think you should have did. Ay, caramba. Or something like that.
Ay, caramba.
Ay, Dios
mios. Oh, no, that's funny. Yeah, welcome back to the trap. You getting your apple in for the day? Apple a day, keep the doctor away?
It really does.
That was a lie.
Yeah.
No, I
have an apple a day too.
Yeah.
Well, slice of apple.
Yeah.
For my smoothie.
Apple is really some medicine.
Yeah. What do you like, green or red apples?
Look at
more?
It fly.
Oh, fuck.
I just looked it up. Yeah. It's not even Isaac Newton's birthday. Why'd you look it up for?
That's what he does.
What I really wanted to just say, shout out to Isaac Newton, but I just ended up saying happy birthday. I didn't know anybody was gonna look it up.
That's all good.
It's stupid.
I should have known the Mexican guy would look it up. He hard work. He's like, I gotta look this up immediately.
Like, I gotta find this.
Something in my DNA right now make me want to work.
No, something in my DNA make me want to work.
Let me look. God
oh,
damn it.
Shit. So here's some personal stories because I know y'all love them.
Shit. There we go again.
There we go. So at the gym,
flies coming from my apple.
I wanted to go down to the sauna at the gym I was at, and the lady told me before when I go down, she said, "Hey, be careful, cause like they be kind of naked down there." I was like, "What you mean they be
in the sauna?"
Yeah, I said, "In the sauna they be naked." She said, "Everywhere down there they be naked, at least in the ladies' room." I said, "Like, what you mean?" She was like, "They just be free." So I was like, all right.
Be free.
All right, cool. So I go down there. It wasn't nobody down
there.
Hold on.
So what is your expectation going down? Like, oh, I'm going to have to get naked?
No. I just going to see naked niggas.
Okay.
Remember that time we was touring that gym? They took us to the locker room.
Yeah.
The dudes in it. Like, the old man, all he had was a head.
Yeah. Just,
he didn't have a shaft. It's a head and balls.
A dick head.
It's a dick head. I was like, It looked like a ring doorbell. Yeah, it looked, I thought I was being recorded.
Boom, boom. Looked like one of the mushroom caps.
Yeah. But it like. Balls. It's the head and balls. Yeah. I'm like, where the shaft at?
So I go down there. I step in the sign. I was like, I'm not sitting down because I know it's been testicles all over this, the way she talking. Mm. So I was like, so let me just stand up.
People don't think about that.
Yeah, they just put fresh ball, raw nut on
residue.
The seat.
Ball residue all over the seat.
And I don't want that. I don't fuck with that. So I get in there. I'm standing there, so I'm looking out of the glass door. So I'm standing there. All of a sudden, around the corner, two old men in full conversation, butt-ass naked, walking together, talking.
Come on, man.
And I'm like,
these are white guys?
Come on now.
And you so know, they older? Like, how old?
Oh, yeah, you? Yeah. Solid 60, 60, 50, 60,
so that means
60,
they could have been, they're white, so they could have been 35.
They could...
For all we know.
They could have been 35. So they walking, talking, and just dick out. And once again, it's just shriveled, a lot of bush, and just a head tip. And I'm like, what's these old shriveled ass dicks?
But why y'all looking? Like, is
I'm out the window. I'm looking straight
like
out the thing.
It's like you turn the corner, like, oh.
Like, and then they in full conversation. So I'm
they
like,
was in there looking like Greek statues.
Yeah, they was in there looking like straight Greek statues. Mm. And it just looked, and then they got into the water, butt ass naked. Mm. I said, I'm never getting in that water.
In the pool?
It's the pool right there. So they walk down together talking like, yeah,
here's
you
the
know.
Thing, though. Like, can we get technical, though?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
If I put on swimming trunks and I ain't got no underwear under, I'm technically naked.
Thinking. You think?
All I'm doing is putting on clothes.
That's true.
So what's the difference, to be honest?
I don't wear underwear under my swim trunks a lot of times. So
no, I don't ever.
So what's the difference?
You're right. I ain't thinking about it like that, but it just feels different.
It's just the side of it.
Yeah, I think it feels.
Honestly, I'm not getting in no gym pool.
Yeah, not yet.
Something about the gym pool.
That's nasty.
I feel like you know what I found? Sweaty and dirty.
I feel like
too.
If you don't wipe good, that water just gonna leak that residue out into the water.
What else I find like that is
what's
hotels.
The difference of a dude who don't wipe good in swim trunks?
It feel better. I don't know, man.
Hotel pools and stuff like. Yeah. I don't feel comfortable like going in those.
Yeah, areas. Yeah. It's you. Is it A because you think it's been fucking going on, or do you think it's been everything?
I'm more comfortable
going on?
With them, depending on the star of the hotel.
One day I forgot the last place somewhere, and I went downstairs to the hotel, except Vegas. Vegas got keeping nice, but wherever I was at.
Don't go to rehab. Don't go where he be.
I got jacked off every time
every
I went
time
to rehab
jacked
in the pool.
Off. Yeah, don't
no,
go
no, no,
rehab.
No, 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 no.
I didn't bust,
not in the pool.
But I'm just saying, that's what be what? Happening in Vegas.
I ain't bust, but
I just feel like people come and collect the semen real quick. Oh, excuse me. Grab that and get the fuck off. They just kind of scurry on. Like, you know, the waiters, they come and excuse me. Like, it's goddamn trays full of cups. You know what I'm saying?
Little semen collector.
Yeah, it's like they dropped some cups. Oh, yeah. Semen.
That's, not, you know, that's a good
a
porn
terrible
name.
Job.
That's a good porn name, the semen collector.
But I was in this one hotel, and I just went downstairs, and I didn't see any fucking or nothing.
Yeah.
But I just saw, like, this like, like, what do they call them? White trash kind of family.
Oh, like they look like
backwoods,
like real deep backwoods.
Like just dirty looking people all in the pool. And I know I don't know if that's being racist or not, but no. I didn't like it. I didn't like
it's racist.
It
looked, it's racist.
It,
but
it looked like no. I'm just saying. I mean, it's not just any white people.
What you mean?
I mean, that sounds like when they say not all black people. It's just these type of black people.
I got a white friend.
I got black friends, but these type of black people.
But I agree with that.
Yeah.
There's certain type of niggas I ain't fucking with.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely certain type of niggas I ain't fucking with. I get it.
I ain't fucking with Roe for 10 years.
Yeah, we just started liking each other.
Oh, Lord.
Barely.
I think I decreased in my appreciation for y'all. I don't like nobody at this goddamn room. But they just look like they would be smoking cigarettes in the pool.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like with their kids and shit.
Yeah.
Holding.
Yeah.
You know, just a dirt. Just,
while all, pregnant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah
while
yeah.
drinking Mountain Dew and shit.
Yeah.
And it's just peeing all in the pool.
Diet that's Mountain what, Dew.
Diet Mountain
Dew. Now, you know they ain't peeing in the pool because they were drinking Mountain Dew. You would saw it. Pissing me yellow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How often
it
you.
It did have a green tint to it. So.
Let me ask you this real quick. This made me think about how often you pee in the shower?
Pee in the shower?
Yeah.
Plenty of time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Plenty of time.
I'm going to be honest with you. This morning.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah, it's just like.
It's my tub. I be cleaning it.
It's like, I'm just going to pee. I'm going to let this go because I don't feel like waiting.
I aim for the drain.
Yeah, you got to at least
that's
aim
what I'm
for
saying.
The drain.
Like, we got.
Now, I heard somebody on some TikTok, some white girl talking about, yeah, everybody shits in the shower. I said, hold on.
Nah.
Who the fuck shit in the shower?
Yeah, when I was a baby.
You were shitting in the shower?
Not in the shower. I'm saying when I was a baby and they washing me, sometimes you shit.
You, as a grown man, you know how mad you would be if you let your homie use your shower and it shit in there?
Wait.
Some of the country Chinese people, they be shitting everywhere.
Country Chinese people?
Remember when David So was here, we were talking about
country
it?
Country Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about China in the country.
They don't know any better,
I guess.
I need to hear about this. So she just shitting in the shower?
Yeah, motherfuckers is shitting.
Like, what's her logic behind it?
Well, same, our logic with peeing.
No, that's different.
I mean, that's what she said. You shit in the shower. She was like, hey, you know, something, I shit in the shower.
But a lot of drains ain't big enough to be handling logs.
Yeah, or you stuffing it down?
It's just going to get stuck right there. Oh, she just put the water pressure on it to break up.
I don't know what she eating, so I don't know what type of logs coming out. But it sounds fucking nasty.
Well, okay, tell me more.
No, that's how quick the TikTok was.
So she just volunteered this, and I just shit in the shower and got off?
Yeah,
she's like, hey, I shit in the shower.
Yeah, it was like a TikTok, and she was holding it, and she was like, everybody, you know, some shits in the shower, and it's a bunch of black people out there saying, no, the fuck we don't. No, the fuck, that shit funny.
Like, and it's not staged? I mean,
I don't think it's staged.
1 in 30, according to this.
1 in 30 people shit in the shower?
Yo.
So next time you go to a girl's house, you gonna have to ask her, hey, you don't be shitting.
Hey, they say there's a 1 in 30% chance that you might be shitting.
Yeah, because if you shitting in the shower, I'm getting the fuck up out of here, because that you nasty.
You just shitting in the shower.
That ain't feel comfortable. Like, don't nothing feel comfortable about that. Because what if you just got the stand up shower? You got to.
But this is the thing. Pee makes sense because it's liquid. That's what a shower is built for.
I mean, it's shitty
not
liquid.
Not for solids, nigga.
There's some shitty liquid out there.
No, not 1 out of 30 people doing just shitty liquid shit.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Or maybe. What you confused about, Cam?
Like, you can shit before you get in the shower.
Yeah, no, that's usually you shit and then you get in the shower. She said, nah, fuck that.
Do you wipe before you go in the shower?
Do you?
Yeah!
Mike, you don't be wiping?
I'm just asking.
Oh, okay, I don't know. Be careful. Mike, I don't like the way you ask that.
Yeah, I don't like the way you ask that. Yeah. What you mean?
No. Mike be getting straight up.
I don't want shit all over my rag.
Mike be getting a crumb butt into the shower.
Oh, no.
I'm just asking a question.
No, Mike, it's okay if you don't wipe before you get in the shower.
He be dropping them enchiladas in the shower.
Them burritos.
Them enchiladas.
Them enchiladas.
I trusted you, Mike.
I trusted you.
You never taking a shower over there. I'm letting you know that. Yeah. At least not in my bathroom. You scared me.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that's what's going on.
That's random.
But so yesterday I got on the plane to come back. As I'm on the plane, I get down. I mean, we get in the plane, we sit down, all that. Then the captain comes on and he says, oh, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. you know, we're going to have a delay because somebody forgot to do a procedure last night. So we had to ask everybody to get back off of the plane and wait for 30 minutes. So,
where were you at?
In Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
At Invest Fest with Earn Your Leisure. Mm. Shout out to
nice.
Them. Yeah. So I'm coming back. And well, I mean, so we get off the plane, cool. But in the midst of that, I was talking to my homegirl and I asked her, she said, what happened? I told her what happened. And she said, was it Spirit? I was like, nah. She was like, let me tell you what happened to me on Spirit. And this shit was so funny to me. She said they was going from Vegas to LA. Even then, Spirit just trash all around. So mm-hmm. She said they're in their midair. They see LA, like and the captain comes on, he goes, we apologize, ladies and gentlemen, but we will not be landing in L.A. We're going to have to turn around to head back to Las Vegas because we have the wrong plane. I said, wait. We got on the wrong plane.
Hold on. The pilots got on the wrong plane?
I'm like, wait, what? Apparently, the plane that they had didn't have the right brakes for the airport that it was landing.
What?
I guess because they was landing at Burbank. They wasn't landing at LA. They landed at Burbank. And the Burbank runway is shorter. So the Spirit plane don't have the right brakes for that runway. I say, you imagine that? Like, what if it was a nigga in the captain? He probably like, hey, y'all, I ain't going to lie. We fucked up. We got the wrong plane with the wrong brakes. So they had to turn around, go back, land, get on another plane with the right brakes, and come back to LA.
Did she get something for this?
No. Apology. Spirit just ain't. It's just not it.
Give me a parachute, man. Yeah. I'm getting off there. I'm not going all the way back to Vegas.
But luckily, it's only 45 minutes, but still, it's the inconvenience. Like, mid-air.
It's 45 minutes plus. You got to dock. You got to get off the plane. You got to transfer. Yeah.
Imagine if you was coming from the East Coast.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Sorry, y'all. We got to go back.
Oh, my God.
We got the wrong plane.
Yeah, I'm with Emmanuel. Give me the parachute.
Yeah, give me the parachute. Jumping.
We out. That shit was just funny. But all right, let's get into some music. What we were talking about first.
Kanye dropped an album finally, and yep. It's 27 songs.
Too long.
It's almost as long as the month of February.
Yeah.
I don't need 27 songs.
Did you,
no matter
did any
how
of
much
you
I
listen
love
to that?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
On the plane twice. Back, I was able to listen to it.
I listened twice.
Yep. Outside of it being long, yes. What else can you say about it?
There's a couple songs. There's a lot a of songs I like, to if, be honest.
A lot of songs you like?
I do.
It's,
yes.
Okay. It's like but, seven songs I like. So if he made about a 7 to 10 track album, mm-hmm. It'd have been solid.
Production always going to be
production
great.
Fire.
Production always going to be great for yeah. Kanye. But there's too many features for me. Mm-hmm. It feels like a Khaled album.
I feel like I heard somebody say that it sounded a little dated. Did it sound a little dated at all?
Not to me.
Not dated. I don't think it sounded.
I think so.
You think it sounded yeah, dated? In what way, though?
He's using kind of like similar beats. The last couple albums, but
okay.
I mean, I still liked it. I think like eight songs.
Yeah,
I liked. Yeah,
because yeah,
some of them were too long. I didn't really like any of the repeat ones, like the part.
Like
twos.
The part two, yeah. Part ones. The one with I think it's
Fabio Foreign.
Yeah, what's
off
it called?
The grid.
Yeah, Off the Grid. That one was solid. I like that one. Did you listen to it?
I only listened to one song. With the Locks and Jay Electronica.
Oh,
that's so funny. That's just the one you heard.
Yeah, that is. That's
so brand on brand for you.
I didn't really care for it like that.
That song?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool. So that didn't entice you to want to listen to the rest of the album?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, albums nowadays, I kind of just let find me. And if it just tell like the Isaiah Rashad, I kind of just.
So you didn't
so
look
that
it
knocked
up.
On your door.
Yeah,
that
you didn't look
that
it
knocked
up.
On my door.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
He
yeah,
said,
yeah.
Hey, you want to listen to me? Oh, shit.
It knocked on your door while you were sitting in the shower?
After you came up from the pool with the white family?
But.
Yeah, it just got to find me.
I was.
And that
would you
Kanye,
say,
I'm just not.
Would you say it's worth him going to listen to?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
To me, I wouldn't say no. I would say no. Based on how you've been with music, your relationship with music lately, I would say no. I say go listen to Vince Staples.
So why do you say no?
Because
I heard is this still kind of like a gospel stuff too?
He got yeah. He blanking out
that,
curse
that's
words
what the
and,
song I heard
and stuff. Yeah, it's not bad though.
I like a couple songs, but it ain't nothing crazy mm-mm. for me. I don't think you
so
you ain't
it won't
missing
be
nothing.
Back in the because y'all said this with Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Yeah.
When that first came out.
Yeah.
I remember liking that album.
Yeah, I did like
and
that.
And every 10 years later, everybody's saying it's a classic now.
I mean, some people may like it, but I'm just saying for me, it's just, I don't think, based on your relationship with music right now, that one's not worth it. Go listen to Vince Staples.
I'll
vouch for that album.
I'll go listen to Kodak Black. I fuck with Kodak.
I fuck with Kodak. I'm
biased to that.
Yeah, I fuck with Kodak.
I'm from Florida.
Yeah, you from Miami, so
I like Kodak.
Yeah, man. Music, I don't know. The thing is, with that many songs, you just know what he's doing, though. I mean, because it's a marketing ploy so you can get the stream numbers up when you release more songs. So he's probably trying to compete with Drake, make sure, because I heard Drake is releasing September 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's trying to make sure, right now Kanye got number one, right? Number one album.
I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure probably, because
with that many songs, if Drake
and the
drops
anticipation
less,
from it. So.
The only way I think he's going to beat Drake is by doing that type of thing. If Drake releases like a 10 song album,
I think where he went wrong, he kept premiering it.
So he kept it,
like took all the, you know, the excitement away from, because everybody, and then I already heard half of
it, and then people leaked it, and then you know, and so I believe I don't think Drake gonna have as many songs for sure. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah,
I think he still might beat Kanye.
He's gonna beat Kanye for sure. I believe
that the amount of songs Kanye put out matters. Those streams, that's what they're going off of. Streams. The more songs you have on an album, that equals more streams. So
I feel like that deters people at the same time too. A lot of people was like, "I'm not listening to it."
Oh, I hate that shit. I don't like.
That's why I don't listen to Chris Brown albums. It'd be 45 songs.
45.
They only do that one time. Man.
No, he done it like three times. Like, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be having these long albums.
It's like he take his whole like iTunes desktop. He'd be like, "Yeah, fuck it. Throw everything on
the But they're doing that to get the stream numbers so they can sustain high stream numbers.
You can't have 45 songs and two of them be good.
I think what's helping Drake is not knowing what's going on, you know, we ain't hear it.
Drake is just the hottest thing out. So
that too, but I'm saying we haven't heard it.
Yeah.
So it's like, you ready to hear
it. But I think Kanye doing that created more buzz for it. Hearing that he sold out the arena multiple times in a row, that people got to listen to this exclusive stream. I think he did a good job marketing it.
Yeah.
I think he did an overall great job marketing it. Post breakup with Kim, gospel stuff, his mom, basing on his mom and her passing away.
But it just doesn't make me rush to listen to the album now.
Make me rush to listen to albums, because I'm not hearing great things about it. I'm just not hearing like, oh, this is like,
I don't think it's great.
I hear more
but it's
things
songs I
like that.
It's definitely songs I like. I don't think it's great though. I'll say that.
Yeah. But
so, whatever.
So Drake next week, and then Kendrick. What you want to say about Kendrick?
What do y'all expect or want from the Drake album? Obviously, it's called Certified Lover Boy, so maybe
he gonna. I think it's gonna be heavy R&B for some reason. For some reason, I think he's gonna get in his R&B.
You know
bag.
The reason, because it's called Certified Lover Boy.
But even, I mean,
none of the singles have been heavy R&B, right?
Promoting is like very like glitchy too.
But he always does that. Right.
What you mean is glitchy?
Like, have you seen the SportsCenter one?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Expecting. I'm honestly have no expectations. I don't know.
How many songs?
He give me 10 to 12. I'm solid.
You think it's gonna be a classic?
No.
Okay. He said that straight.
Yeah, no.
I think in my opinion, Drake's still waiting for that eternal classic album.
Yeah.
He got So Far Is Gone. I mean,
mixtape.
They say, I know.
That could have been classic. In competition, he said it's a mixtape. Was this, if you're reading this, it's too late.
Yeah.
To me, I would have been like,
that's
yo,
an album.
He got right. better than
is,
that.
Is possible.
Nothing was the same.
His classics is like Nothing Was the Same and probably Take Care. His classics.
I like Take Care. I always fight for that one as a classic.
Yeah, Take Care is solid.
We'll see in another 10 years. But I just don't, see classic albums yet. I don't see that's necessarily people. But I do see this album he's dropping, it'll be hot. It's going to be hot for the 2 week period.
Yeah,
it's going to rule the clubs and whatever.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of quotes, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, the girl's going to use, the bad bitch is going to use for the caption.
Yeah, yeah, all yeah, that. All that sure. was to say. He might drop a couple music videos that get people, you know, do a silly dance and all this stuff.
Do a silly dance.
Like, I'll get people into it.
Yeah, so we'll see. And then, what you say about
Kendrick made an appearance. You know, he hasn't dropped a verse in
Music
2 years. Yeah, so, how did y'all feel about that?
You talking about on the Keem song?
Yeah,
that shit was
I'm
hard.
Ready for
that
Kendrick
shit was hard.
Album.
That
I'm
shit
ready
was hard.
For
I gotta listen
album.
To it again.
Yeah, that shit was hard. He ran through it.
He did run through it. He did run through it. Yeah, but yeah. King, he sounds just like him too.
I mean, they're family, cousin. So. You know.
I mean, that don't. What that mean?
Oh, just, I'm just saying that's probably. So no, no, I'm just saying that's the influence.
He's probably heavily influenced by. All right,
yeah.
Because now it makes sense. Remember when Kendrick Drake, my cousin, wanted to be a rapper just like me? Yeah. That's what he was talking about.
Yeah.
He's talented. For sure. Yeah, yeah. But when I listened to the song, it felt like how I usually make fun of Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was just, oh, it sounds like a song here today, gone tomorrow.
It could. I mean, it could very well.
Don't feel like
I've been listening. I've been watching that video over and over.
I ain't watched the video. I've been
watching it over and I love.
But do you? Okay, let me ask you this: do you feel the visuals more than the actual song?
No, I like the song too.
The song as well,
but I like the visual. Now I do like his first single better.
Who, Baby King?
I like that one.
Oh, Hooligan? Yes. Hooligan?
Yeah, that shit hard.
That's my shit.
That shit hard.
But I agree. I like this too.
This one just felt to me a little like passe. You know, it's cool.
Passe?
Passe, a little passe.
What's that? That's pass for French or in French? Or what's passe?
Mike, don't you look it up, you goddamn Mike, worker.
No longer fashionable. Out of date?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. You knew that?
Why would I say it and not know it?
You for sure knew it.
I knew it as much as I knew it was, what's the name, birthday? Isaac Newton. Let's go.
Think about that. We got a J. Cole, we got a Kanye, a Drake, and we gonna get a Kendrick album this year. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's
all the niggas that's like, this is the end of their generation. These are the niggas that started in our generation, and this is the end of it now.
I can see that. It's
the little babies are here and all these other people.
Yeah.
I like little
all
babies.
The little
I fuck with little baby.
What's the other types of names now?
Lil's and some type of ammunition. some computer
name, right?
Some computer glitch name. Something like that.
Lil blip blop.
And little blip blop.
Lil blip blop. Lil blip blop blue.
But I knew.
Have you guys heard of 100 Gex?
100
Hunter X? Hunter X?
100 Gex.
100 Gex.
I'll play that for you guys later.
It sounds like a reptile Gex. Center. Like a 100 Gecko.
See, those are the things that need to find me. I
100 Gex.
I don't even be
I'll
on
play
that
for
part.
You later. Yeah, so I don't want to get this demonetized.
But guys
demonetized,
are getting more creative with names, though. You
I don't
know?
Be on Pooh that side Shiesty, of the internet.
I think that's I don't know his music that
fucking
well,
white girl in the shower is Pooh Shiesty.
Dog. That was good. That was good, man.
Solid.
Hey,
I killed Cam.
For Rome's
Cam
jokes,
dead.
Rome's jokes 2021. Put one down.
Fuck you.
He on a roll.
It took him to the third quarter of the year.
Hey, you got to end strong. You got to end strong.
You got one joke.
You're killing it right now.
That's funny.
She definitely Pooh Shiesty.
You're a Pooh Shiesty.
I ain't gonna lie. When Waka Flocka Flame first came out, I ain't know what that was.
That's a wild name.
Yeah, that's a wild
name. More people have names like that now than back then. Yeah, so he was ahead of the time.
Waka Flocka Flame. That shit sounds crazy.
And did he have
crazy.
A nickname too? Like other nicknames? Like Waka Flocka Flame LaFleur? That's Gucci.
That's Gucci. Yeah,
that's Gucci. Gucci. All right.
And then he came out hard too. Oh, let's do it.
Oh, let's do it.
Y'all first played that.
That's a classic.
It's so good. I remember exactly where I was. We was passing Atlantic Station.
That shit hard.
If Drake wanted to know how to make a classic, sit down with Waka Flocka.
You know, he vegan now.
Well, no, he got classic songs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Drake.
Oh, I mean, well,
this nigga Cam came from my head just now.
I don't know if he got a classic album.
No, he don't got a classic album.
I can't name his album.
Oh, Flockavelli was his first album.
Flockavelli.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I think it's Flockavelli. Cool name. Yeah, it's hard.
Obviously, a Tupac fan.
Yeah, for sure.
Now he got a farm and shit.
Yeah, he got a farm. Yeah,
yeah. And Kevin Gates. And Kevin Gates.
He vegan.
Kevin Gates.
Yeah.
All my niggas that live in the country, I just have a strong appreciation for them more now. Them dudes, like, what's the name? Who was going at Charlamagne and all these niggas?
Boosie?
Stephen A. Kyle. Not the rapper, basketball player.
Kwame Brown?
Kwame Brown. Like him, he work out in the country. He be driving.
I need to send you my permaculture videos.
Like, let's go, nigga.
I watch a lot of permaculture videos.
I don't know. What's permaculture?
People have farms and stuff.
Okay.
And growing their food.
He was telling me some wild shit the other day, how they live, like, off the land.
I like
that shit crazy.
Parents or grandparents do.
Oh, in Bahamas?
Is that grandma or your
my grandma's
auntie,
dead.
Your grams? Auntie?
Come on, man. Come on, duh. Come on.
Come on, man.
Isn't it Cam said that? He looked at him like, my grandma.
Oh, my
come
God.
On, duh.
He's talking about my grandma.
I'm talking about you. I think it's your grand aunt. Your grandma's sister?
Break it down. What you saying?
We went to Macon one day, and then she was building a house.
Okay, yeah.
Is that your grandma's sister?
Grandma's sister, yeah.
Yeah.
She alive.
I know your family more than you do, dude.
No, but you said grandma's.
These niggas like that. My grandma did.
Grandma's sister. Yeah. Your grand aunt.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we went out there and I saw her and I guess one of your uncles, maybe some other family doing that, I find that shit cool as fuck.
Country people be.
People that make shit with their hands, yeah, man. That's real. I feel like as men, we're creators, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the most, like, instinctual things that we can have is to create, build with our hands or whatever. So I feel like seeing people just build.
You should have came last time I went. They took
men or women.
They took me to the farm and they had cows. We went to go feed the cows. And we had to drive and throw hay off the thing. Cows fast.
Oh, yeah.
Them niggas start running from a distance.
Oh, yeah. They get
they
to it. They see food.
They were big as fuck. They were fighting. I was like, yo.
Is it bulls too? Or just like.
I think it was some bulls in there.
But what you're saying is real. Like watching my granddad since I was little build the house, like build onto my grandma's house. I'm like, this nigga don't stop building. He 83. He just keep building.
That's a lost art though. Like just, everyone back then could build and fix things.
It's coming back though. That's done. No, if you look on YouTube, I watch a lot of YouTubers that build shit now with their hands. And they learning to create like, you know, their own house or whatever.
But that's people that choose. I'm saying back then you had no choice. You had to build.
Right. Oh, you want a place to live? You better get them hands working.
That should be like a, because I watched this interview with this guy talking about what he does with his sons. He said there's no real crossover from being a boy.
My bad. If you was homeless back then, you was just lazy. Because you was like, you know you can build a house.
Get your lazy ass up.
He said there's no real crossover from boy to adolescent to man. He said we just kind of go into it. He said so they had these programs where.
Back then or now?
Like now. Like there's no real. Like stuff to like okay like back then maybe it was like here you go get married like you're young you go build your house you know what I'm saying now he said it's just kind of you just kind of do stuff so he said what he does is there's this program where his boys they're turning 13 so when they turn 13 adolescent stage it's a program where it's like 10 boys you send them to the woods 5 days with a instructor that like is like basically, you in the rain, they sleeping on, they got a build, they shelter, everything.
This in Atlanta?
I don't know where the dude was at. Okay. I'm not sure where he was at. But he said, I'm talking about you out there with the bears, with whatever's out there with this instructor, and it's like a rite of passage. He said, and he thinks that's so important. He says his boys are going for 5 days.
I agree with that.
Parents don't see him or nothing. Yeah. He said they come back different. He said every time, he said he's seen his friend's sons come back, and they come back different. They come back like they... Like they, it's a different energy, you know what I'm saying? And then when they turn 18, they do like another type of thing like that.
The instructor's not a pedophile.
This nigga can't.
That's why they coming back different.
They walking different.
Yeah. They walking different, talking
like,
different.
Like, why are you so quiet all of a sudden?
Like, now you don't want to know what happened out there. But
and
I
then
was
when
like,
they turn 18 and got to go back, I don't want to go back.
So I'm like, do you think that's like something that's, that should be implemented for me. Do you think as a man you need to know how to build? Do you feel like that, or do you feel like
yes, man.
I think it's a cool skill. I don't think it's like
a necessity.
Learn. Depending where you live, though. If you live somewhere where you need to be sustainable,
Because then there's the other aspect where you
don't gotta do shit. Like nowadays, you could just be a fat ass, sit at home, and do nothing.
But it's the other aspect where you work hard, like you're an entrepreneur, and then you pay people to do shit.
If you live in the middle of a Bronx, I don't need those skills.
I mean, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you definitely.
I mean, I think it's important for men. We are creators. We're into things. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're women more into people and all that shit, you know. So that's why we're more into creating. That's why men are more into video games and all this stuff. We're into, like, in a weird way, in the back of our brain, we're into, like, the process of things, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's important for men to tap into that as much as they can. Mm-hmm. Like, learn how to work with your hands, mm-hmm. learn some engineering, learn some science, learn something that can help, or music, or creating sketches, or whatever it is, and get, like, we get meticulous about things like that. You know what I mean?
But so we've talked about the satisfaction on here, like, when you Say you get something from IKEA or something, you build that shit, you be feeling
it's a different I'm a type of man. Satisfaction, like, you'd right?
You be like, I did that shit.
That's why guys, you know, a lot of times
easy instructions.
I followed that shit.
Yeah, guys, what do women have? Making babies?
Fucking waste of time.
Jesus, squeezing babies out.
But when they do have that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
we love you guys. I'm sorry.
Honestly, being the social, like. I was talking to my girl about this, like how women tend to be more like social, like y'all so social.
She like
right?
talking to you?
Sometimes, right. Unfortunately. But
reminds me of a tweet. But go ahead.
But yeah, like you know, if you walk into a place with your girl,
yeah.
or people come over to the house, who's usually like the host? You know, like it's usually the woman a lot of times that takes care of a lot of that because she knows how to interact with people, what people are going to like, who's the bitch, who's the cool people, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? We kind of like I saw a TikTok video. This lady said, how do you know if your husband doesn't cheat? And she showed a video. She walked down into the basement. Her husband's working meticulously on these action figures because when niggas ain't get pussy,
oh, yeah.
they really into
oh,
things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You really got to get into things to get away from that urge.
Yeah, locked in.
So that's our natural state, though. We either creating or we fucking. That's what we want to do.
But that goes back to that whole the whole semen retention thing. When that shit's retained, your creative energy, you everywhere with you, like you trying to find to figure out like what I need to build. I need to go run. I need,
but
to,
it could become a distraction too, and that's why you got a wife to get that.
For sure.
But you know, but at the same time, I think there is a big satisfaction thing that makes us feel like, you know, creating with our hands. That's why I want to work on wood shop, all that stuff, fighting. You know what I'm saying? Like learning karate, jiu-jitsu, all these types of things. It's good for us to like. Tap into that
That's
energy.
Why it's important for ladies to know, like, if the light bulb need to be changed, yeah, you probably can do it. Let your man do it. It's going to make him feel better.
She wants you to do it. She wants you to change that bulb.
It's going to make him feel better.
He going to walk in.
Even if she knows how to do it.
That's what I'm saying. Even if she know how to do it, let him do it because it's going to make him feel better.
Yeah, he going to feel good. What you put up, Mike? Oh, what? You never heard of semen retention?
Nah, I just want to look it up real quick.
Oh yeah, no, it's the act of holding your semen in order to use the energy towards something else, and it's a whole community of guys that just some people they try to get to a point. Hold on, this camera cut. This camera cut off. But they try to
clear that card.
It's the right battery.
Is it full?
It just cut off.
Yeah, I think it just got. I don't think it was offline.
But keep going for the audio.
Okay, yeah. They try to get to a point where they can orgasm without the actual excretion of nut. So that's what the true art of semen retention. It's a mental thing.
Huh? That's on monk level.
Right? Yeah, like it's a whole thing, and they try to. Yeah, they say every time you do it, you're supposed to level up, and you know. Create something or it's just supposed to have a different energy about it. So I mean,
but you know, like, and that has happened.
But you have to release. I mean, at some point.
I mean, I've had
sure.
those moments where I'm like into even like dormtainment, being into like those years of just like. Yeah, but sometimes it was like, oh, I'm forced of not getting pussy.
Yeah, no, for sure.
That'd be like, okay, yeah, sure. I got nothing else. We broke. We need to figure this out.
Yeah.
But the end goal is always like, oh, eventually I'm gonna.
I mean, yeah. It's just you don't want to. You don't want to be jacking off all the time. That's what it is. Like
you're not
13. You want to jack off all day. We know that. Yeah, but exactly. It's just
now 13. It's business at this.
How did we get to this? You guys waited till you're 13.
No, I'm just saying that's just the age. You
no, because we're talking about man stuff. Like we're just talking. About, I was talking about it's like semen retention. But speaking of man shit, this Jake Paul fight.
I feel like he wasn't done with your point though.
Which was,
you,
about
or somebody
the
was going
yeah,
down
you,
somewhere
because you were talking about manhood. Oh, becoming.
Yeah, you say about the woods.
Yeah, everything. No, but it? Yeah, because you was talking about just we was talking about let your man. You feel like you men. Need.
You asked do you think we need something like that?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I would say that.
Oh, it's full again. Oh, the car is actually full. Okay, all right. I'll cut it in between here.
But you were saying that. Let me change this in a second. Let me finish this point.
Okay.
You were saying that boys were going through that since the age of like 13 or something like that, because that even happens in a lot of religions. Back in the day, you had to become a man at 13.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You only gonna live for probably 15 more years, to be honest with you. So you got to get to working. You got to get to working with your hands, learning.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like that's still in us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But because the other part that makes you who you are is your environment. And so our environment right now is so soft and so, you know, shit, it's so far away from just regular primal survival that we're not living our full, as full as we can live. You know what I mean? So I think that's why we need to get back to doing some of those things. And yes, even as kids, a 13-year-old should feel like, okay, I need to step up.
I need to step up, yeah. You know, do some shit.
Kid, you had fun. You had 13 years of playing on playground.
And he said even when they come back to the house, things around the house are different. Like certain ways he talked to him, he don't address them as boys no more. Like it's a whole
whether it's something
thing,
like you create or whoever created that thing or religion, you know, that says, oh, you know, we'll baptize you, you're a man now, whatever it is. I think there is something good in a ceremony that teaches a person, okay, now you're there's more responsibilities given to you now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Go check that code.
What the time at, Mike? I wrote it down. No, I'm saying where the 36. Okay, with okay. So we can pause for so let him change it cuz Mike wrote it down. So
we don't want
to
see your face. Keep talking.
I got
the exact
time.
Okay.
Hey, I'm sleepy.
I mean,
we had a late night.
Yeah, you know, it's 30 hit different.
It's hitting me right now. Like, I'm sleeping.
You need another card, Emmanuel?
I'm trying to see if I can erase the stuff that's not supposed to be.
Wait, so you cutting audio? Or we still going?
No, I'm gonna cut it. I'm gonna cut it because he got exactly where it's at. So I'm gonna
the first one and the second one.
Okay.
Because like I can talk. I'll fill it up.
That's smart. That's why you're here. Appreciate you.
Heartbreaking Mexican.
I remember one time my homeboy, he black and Mexican, he was coming into town. He was like, yeah, man, I'm just trying to come out there. We can get some work in. I said, yeah, it's a Home Depot not too far from here. We got you. It's gonna be- it's gonna- I was like, yeah, it's going to be good. Don't even worry about it. He's like, fuck you. they do be out there deep.
If I drive anything that's bigger than a sedan.
I will say, my dad's friend started at Home Depot doing that shit, owns his own trucking business.
Flip it.
That's the immigrant story.
Yeah.
My dad's an immigrant. His dad's an immigrant. His mom's an immigrant.
I'm from Germany.
Second mom's an immigrant.
Yeah, my second mom's an immigrant.
About these Ethiopians be like, go work at a 7-Eleven, and they work there for like 5 years, and they end up just buying a 7-Eleven. They just save up, buy the 7-Eleven, and then they live in nice.
They're not lazy Americans.
It's all bonus content.
We're going to the Jake Paul and Tyrone Woodley. All right,
we should be good now.
Okay.
And then we're at 30. All right.
All right, bet. Sorry about that, guys. Little camera cut. But anyway, so this Jake Paul and Tyrone Woodley fight, we seen it last night watching it on a cell phone.
Trash.
Cause me and Cam was in there like Best Buy technicians trying to figure out how to get this shit on the TV screen with nobody else helping us. So we was like, "All right, we at this part.
We got far. We got it even to working.
Yeah, and but then it was glitchy. So we was like, nah. So they had it on the cell phone. So we watching the fight. Yeah.
Jake Paul fight. Won.
Yeah.
By decision.
It was
trash fight.
It was weird because so Jake Paul he's doing it the right way. He's picking fighters that aren't pure boxers, which he should be. He's picking fighters that aren't true.
What's Tyrone Woodley?
He's MMA.
Okay.
He's retired now, but he's a 3-time MMA champion. So he has hands, and he had Jake Paul in like a couple of spots, but I felt like he wasn't conditioned or something. Like I felt like he wasn't, I don't know, on the times he had him on the ropes, I feel like he didn't, like right there but he looked kind of tired when he was fighting.
Well, right there, he just looked like he pulled back.
That, and I was like, what is he doing? Like
he should have attacked.
That's why I say maybe he got tired because I get it.
You think it's fake?
I don't think it's fake.
I think they come to each other and be like, hey, so what don't you want me to do? Just let me know. We can. What's so hard about that?
No, it's not nothing hard about it. But I don't think they did.
We both
that.
About to make millions off
for
this
sure.
shit.
Yeah.
Like. You know, just anything you don't want me to do, anything.
And you know, people want to see Jake get knocked out, and they know that. Everybody know that. Showtime knows that. Yep. That's why he going to keep making money, because they going to keep picking opponents that are kind of not boxers. You know what I'm saying? Like, they fight.
I think they'll, if they're smart, they will have him knocked out at one point.
At some,
and then they're going to have him come back.
You talking about by fighting somebody for real?
Well, if he said he want to fight Canelo.
He said he want to fight Canelo.
If you want to fight him, man, that's a serious
fight. Oh yeah, right, that's a serious fight.
That would do.
But how big is Canelo?
Yeah. How big is Canelo? Because Jake Paul about 6'1". He's solid. He's a solid dude. But Canelo.
That's the thing, man. I want to see equal proportions. Yeah, I do want to. Whatever. You know, that's still fucking.
Yeah,
at least he'll be a boxer.
Yeah, he's a boxer.
You're fighting a boxer.
Yeah. So I don't know. It was just that the fight was kind of, it was whatever. It was whatever. And you know, I was rooting for the black guy, but you know how that goes. At least he ain't getting knocked out like Nate.
I saw an article that said, like how he's helping the boxing world, but not really.
Oh, Jake Paul.
He's helping bring this exposure and his money back.
But nobody else is really
yeah.
Not taking
the boxing arena is not really. It's not like it's thriving because of Jake Paul.
Yeah, yeah, it's, yeah.
His fights are, but
yeah. So I just had to talk about this. So apparently, Dale Curry and Sonya Curry are divorcing after 33 years of marriage. Before we get into the thread that I want to read, 33 years of marriage is a long time.
That's my whole life.
That's your whole life to leave somebody, right? So that's the first thing you got to think about. It's a lot of stuff got to be separated. It's a lot of life that you two have lived together. It's going to be wild.
And you're still going to have to see each other.
Apparently, rumors are through the divorce back and forth that Sonya was cheating on Dale.
She cheated on Dale.
On Dale. On my nigga Dale.
Look at Dale's face.
Come on, look at Dale.
Like a nice, you don't want to cheat on.
You don't want to cheat on, man.
Look at that face. Come on, man. A puppy.
It's also probably boring. So I get.
You ain't put no spice in the curry.
He put no spice in the curry.
Hold on, you don't think he's a former NBA basketball player? You don't think he was out there fucking?
So, her rebuttal is he been cheating throughout the whole marriage.
That makes sense.
That's her rebuttal. But he said no, she been out there cheating with some ex NBA dude, somebody like that.
That's fucked up.
So,
what she did was fucked up.
So I came across this thread. So we pulled this thread, and it's one of the realest threads. Because so this dude is basically, you can scroll all the way up. This dude is basically trying to warn Dale about coming back out to the streets. And I'm gonna read the tweets in order. He says, "Bud, let me tell you something. You don't want to be out here. You think you want to be out here because you're not out here. When you get out here, you ain't gonna want to be out here no more. Last time you was out here, out here was different. You think it's something better. I come to let you know the best you gonna get is what you already got. I don't know why you don't want to do the work. You gonna come out here and ain't gonna like it. All they do is start podcasts and talk about plate fixing." He said 14 minutes being out here, you gonna start saying "these females." If you can make it work, do so. You don't want to be out here learning TikTok dances and falling off milk crates.
We got to talk about that.
Love the wife of your youth, but they want rounds now. You better pray about coming out here. You think it's a game to you in the middle of 60K people in a panty and she pointing her finger at you a hard rapping Flo Milli lyrics. He said, "Do you like turmeric? Charcoal ice cream? You better learn to like it. You don't know nothing about Sneaky Link. Now you knocking on the door of a 22-year-old with 3 roommates because she got a side piece. You going to be wearing a hottie shirt by Thanksgiving. You better ask your wife to forgive you. You better go listen to Lemonade and pray about it. You don't have the cholesterol to be out here."
Dog, that's the best one so far.
They not eating butter pecan no more. Bluebell ain't out here. You going to be chasing, what did it say?
Cialis.
Oh, you going to be chasing Cialis with Red Bull. Do you know what group chat is? You better learn because you finna be the subject. Do you know how to make a mimosa? This nigga said Tulum. These people are 60% crab leg and 30% iced tea and 10% vape pen. Beloved, whatever went wrong, go back and make it right. They pegging out here. He said, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to prepare you. These people are children of Rihanna born in the fires of chaos. You ready to leave your wife for 30 years till you wake up and your body surrounded by rose quartz and moon water. My message is simple, funny. Dale Curry. Go home and be a family man. I said, that's one of the greatest threads. That shit was so funny to me.
That's hilarious.
Because everything he's saying is right. It's different. After 33 years you've been in a marriage, stepping out here gonna be different for you, bro. It's gonna be.
It's like coming out of jail and seeing all these new technical, all this new technology.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be different for you.
I don't think so.
No.
It's definitely gonna be different. With everything this dude said.
I don't disagree with none
of it.
Think about it. Like,
what about his age?
What you mean? Like, he ain't been dating.
Think your dad going out in the streets at his age.
My dad ain't 6'7" with whatever, and with a whole bunch of money like that.
I mean, I feel you, but what he saying?
He's gonna be fine. What y'all talking about?
I don't know.
He's gonna be all those yacht parties. Mm-hmm. Y'all girls be on. These girls be on. He'll have a yacht.
But that ain't what he's talking about.
He's talking about just general
getting back in like in a relationship and dating. You talking about just having fun?
Yeah, he's already having fun.
He cheating.
Yeah, he gonna have fun.
Why would he want to get back?
Because the pussy gonna be plethora. Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
He may be a relationship guy.
I think the more worries on her. What is she gonna do?
She might find somebody.
They find out she
gonna find somebody.
Why you say that? Is she gonna find somebody she like?
I think so. She's gonna be fine. Yeah.
Okay.
But it was just funny.
Women get older. It's not typically they get better looking. So a nigga.
Well, she look good.
She look good.
She look good for her age.
Holly Berry still look good. She getting older.
No, Holly Berry. Nobody want that trash pussy. Every man in her life runs away from Holly Berry. We need to stop this shit now.
Angela Bassett still look good.
Yeah, but what I know what he's saying.
Listen, you go after your old women. I'm over here with these young ones. Matter of fact, my chick old.
You gonna be your beard gonna start going bald dealing with young women.
My chick turned 30. It was over. It was over. She's old now.
You funny.
But I'm a good nigga. I love my woman.
He's a terrible person.
What are you talking about? It's the truth.
But man. I know what he's saying. He's saying the energy is a lot.
When niggas is 18, they ain't getting no pussy. But when they start getting money,
you couldn't deal with nothing he was talking about.
Yeah, you couldn't deal with nothing he was talking about. When they get older, they don't.
You're not dealing with nothing he's talking about. You didn't talk about it before this podcast.
What he talking about?
Because remember we said we don't
want to be TikTok dance.
You don't want to be up here doing that shit.
To my tax half the time.
She going to run you in the ground. You're like, I don't like this shit. The girl, that's what he's saying. He's saying the energy different out here. He not going to like
it. Click on this dude. Who's this soaking? Come on, bro.
It look like you.
That nigga look like you. You see what I'm saying? The discrepancy for him and talking to Dale Curry.
No, he's not even. Like, I don't think you understand.
It's gonna be hard for him in the streets.
No, that's not what he's saying. You're taking it wrong.
I don't think so, man.
You're taking it wrong. All
right, tell me how.
He's saying even for us.
Okay.
I don't want to deal with this shit. I know exactly what he's talking about. Like that energy is a lot. Like that's a lot. What he's saying is
he talking about to get married to one of them.
He talking about to deal with these women out here. It's a lot. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's what he's coming from, just a general standpoint, which I agree. Like it's a lot.
Unless you that nigga and he's Dale Curry.
When you that nigga, if you don't want to deal with that, I don't know how old he is, but he's an older man.
I just
man.
Don't think it's as much. He's making fun
no,
of
he
it.
Is
it's
making
funny.
Fun of it. It's
funny,
he is making
but
fun
it's
of
not
it.
Really this problematic for him. You know, the only thing is I could see he probably missed his wife. He probably wanted his wife. He probably loved his wife, but he ain't gonna be out here alone. If he don't want to be alone, he could easily get.
And that's I know he's not gonna be alone.
He can get
but
a woman of his age, there are plenty of
long,
women probably.
How long
him.
He gonna do that for you? You get tired. Like honestly, that's what he's saying. Like it's gonna be fun for a little bit, but then you're gonna be like,
all
right.
He probably tired of all this bickering that's been happening over the last 33 years, and he wants something to chill. He wants to chill.
He's not gonna be chilling. That's what he's saying. He's not gonna be chill. It's not gonna be relaxed. Like he gonna be on boats. He's trying to tell him it ain't what you think it is.
Dale Curry ain't gonna be out here like that, man.
What you mean?
He ain't. This nigga is a old established man that is rich, has children rich.
Yeah.
Any woman he wants, he could bring back. I'm saying, when I say he's going to be chill, he's going to be at his house smoking a cigar, chilling. When he wants a nice woman to come over, he could easily have someone come over, send him away. It's not the same lifestyle that this dude probably has on Twitter, talking about, you don't want all this, you got to deal with this, you got to take him, all the stuff that he talking about that he got to deal with. Ain't the same problems Dell Curry got to deal with.
I see what you're saying to an extent, because a long time ago,
that's a funny name, Dell.
It is funny.
I keep thinking of a computer.
A long time ago, somebody told us, they said, find a bad bitch and find a nigga that's tired of her. It's going to be that. It's going to be, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's saying that energy is out. That's what they all on. That's what most of them is on.
I think it's more one of them, like, the different type of energy
different
now.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
You've been married for 33 years.
I agree with that. It's exaggerated. Yo, it's different out here. But
he ain't going to have problems.
Have those same issues.
Of course.
That a lot of us regular folks may have.
I mean, you. I'm not regular.
Okay, wrong.
But no, it was
words
just,
matter.
Words matter.
Words are powerful.
But no, that was just, I just had to point that out because that shit was funny. What's next? Oh, Candyman. So yeah,
I seen Candyman. I thought it was okay.
It
wasn't as good as the trailer.
It was
great
okay.
parts. It was good acting, but it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be.
Yeah,
or I thought it was going to be.
That's my you just thought it was going to be a little deeper, a little.
I don't know what I thought. I just thought it was going to be good as fuck. And it was okay. It was not terrible.
It wasn't terrible.
I'd give it like a six.
The trailer just looked a little boring.
No, the trailer was good.
I thought you didn't like the trailer.
I didn't see anything that happened. As soon as I saw it was about a black artist, that world, I get sick of that world. Bougie black world of artistry. Yeah, you know that bougie black world of artistry?
What do you mean?
Bougie black people that have the
wine.
They talk. It's almost like appropriating white bouginess.
Gotcha. But
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
I don't know how to explain so well.
I'm really into art, so.
Nah, I get what you're saying, but I don't think he was bougie. I don't think in this movie.
I'm just saying that world. I'm not into that.
Oh, like
world.
You're not into like art.
I'm heavily into.
No,
art.
No, I'm saying you're not into that.
I'm heavily into art. That world,
the gallery,
those people,
the bougie.
I'm talking about like that. Yeah, that gallery type of life and everybody.
And see, that's what Buddy was trying to warn Dale about, this world that he's about to come into. That's how you say you don't like that and you can't get with it. That's what he's trying to warn Dale about. Perfect description.
That was a terrible comparison.
It was
a multitude of reasons.
That's why he was comparing.
But
he's into women. But that world he about to come in.
He ain't into that world. That's funny, actually. I just don't like that. Like watching movies and that. Like, okay, they had another movie. This was a white movie with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah,
where he's a painter.
That's scary.
It was
kind of
like
thriller.
What was it called?
I forgot what it was called. It was on
some
Netflix.
Thread,
huh?
Maybe.
It was on Netflix.
Yeah, but it's just like I don't care. Mm-hmm. That world. I don't care about that type of.
So that takes
high,
you. That takes you away.
Society, kind of. You know what
that
I'm
takes you away from the story. Then when you see that, like you can't
a little bit because because it feels like these people aren't relatable.
Mm. Okay.
Because in the real world, usually those people are fake anyway. Mm. So to make a movie about
then
them,
and
I'm supposed
fake.
To, it's kind of like unless you're a really good character work. But
it was called Velvet Buzzsaw.
Yeah, I heard it.
It was on Netflix.
I watched the trailer for that a little bit. Click on that.
No.
Play this audio, but I'm just saying, like, look when you see our shot, you see this extra, it's extra pretty and shit, but it's just like, it ends up just being boring.
Because I would say Wes Anderson's in that world, and that's my nigga.
No, but Wes Anderson what makes him great is not just what he shows on film. Like, it's his storytelling with the characters. You know
but
what
I can
saying?
See that's people describing that as bougie artsy.
It is. It is bougie. It. He has a very bougie sensibility.
But what you're saying is if he was doing that inside of the art world. Then
but what you connect to the most is the characters in his world is the characters that are so... they're just amazing.
Yeah,
and you connect to some level of it,
yeah.
And you're watching art. There's many reasons to like him, but he is a very bougie. He ain't making movies with niggas that look like you in it.
Danny Glover was in it.
If that nigga look like you,
just thought you meant like black people.
I'm talking about just any other Danny Glover's been the black man in white movies for years.
Yeah, okay? For sure.
He show up and he don't really count.
That just sounded funny. Danny Glover was.
You just meant black.
Love Danny Glover. Danny Glover. Come on, man.
That's funny. Since we talking about movies, ATL 2. Was that a real preview thing? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it's been in talks for a while, so that was like a little teaser. So
you heard the subtitle?
Homecoming.
Yeah.
Nah, We 40.
Oh, you funny.
Ain't they supposed to be in high school?
They're not in
high school no more.
Yeah,
it's about them being grown in Atlanta.
Yeah, I guess it's going to be on Netflix. It's basically going to be just...
Oh, I'm definitely watching if it's on Netflix.
It's essentially going to be just
love and hip-hop.
It's essentially going to be when we lived in Atlanta.
That's
pretty much what it's going to be. But I got to watch it because I
there's something to them like being in high school and all that story. I don't know. Yeah, maybe they'll have kids or something, too.
They could, but it's... dog. It just looked funny.
Wasn't he like a cartoonist or something?
Jason Weaver?
Nah, in the movie, T.I. was like a cartoonist.
Oh, wasn't
he? He was an illustrator.
Yeah, illustrator. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
And a big brother.
So, you know, it's going to be a lot of big words in this movie from T.I. A lot of magnificent big words.
T.I. is amazing, man.
We'll see. Did it have a date when it's coming out, possibly, Mike? Or no? Ain't really. Okay. After 15 years.
Yeah, that's the last movie I watched before I moved to college.
Yeah. That shit.
Shot of T.I. looks. I've been staying too long in the sun, homie. Partner.
I mean,
look at his face right there.
That's that hot ass face. Mm-hmm. So what's this MLK on Fortnite?
Have y'all seen this? You got to pull up a video of that, Mike. Oh. Yeah, they officially announced they had Martin Luther King in Fortnite. Look at that image. Does that look like him? No, click on that blue promo image.
I mean,
does that look like a digitized version?
You show me that, I'm like, that's MLK.
I can see that.
I'm like, is that MLK?
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm gonna ask it in a question, but I'm like, is that MLK?
But basically, they wanted to do, you know, a march through time in D.C. and they got the Million Man March situation. And
interesting.
So Martin Luther, when they first announced this, I was expecting, oh, shit, Martin Luther going to have a couple grenades and shooting up people.
You want
Is that what we doing? Game. We shooting up racists? D.C.?
You niggas think I'm playing with you? I'm about to come and drop a grenade on your ass.
A bunch of black clowns run out with guns and shit. You know what I'm saying? But no, unfortunately, you will not get to play with the Martin Luther King skim.
Look, one of the best Martin Luther King jokes was on fucking Boondocks.
What they say?
When he was doing that speech and he said, "Black entertainment television.
What is black entertainment?"
That shit was so funny. Boondocks. That shit. I got my mother to go watch that scene again. That shit was funny.
Do y'all play Fortnite at all?
No. Mm-hmm.
You don't play Fortnite either?
Not in that world.
Nah. Yeah, I'm not really in that world either.
Yeah, you play games though?
Yeah, the only game I play is Smash Bros.
I like Smash Bros. I like Smash.
Okay.
Play online, went to competitions.
Went to competition. Yeah. You good?
I'm all right.
All right.
I could probably beat anyone listening.
Oh!
So if you want to challenge me.
Oh, y'all heard him. Y'all heard Mendez say come challenge him.
I'll take you on. You know, when it comes to challenge, I'll be there.
I'll beat that ass. Faster than Rome.
That's slower solid. Than Rome?
That's slow. I mean, it was slow, but I beat you.
I had jeans on.
Mike, let's get to the Mendez moment.
Uh-oh.
I made a song for this.
Okay,
too.
Let's do it. The Mendez moment of the day.
Let's find the song. All right. Here we go. Mendez. The lo-fi in the background.
Okay, all right.
Welcome, everybody, to a Mendez moment.
Mendez moment.
So I got three stories, and I'll go through them quick.
Okay.
This is just a quick one. Michael Caine claims he spent 8 years not blinking.
Duh.
So if you, so if you watch in his movies, you've got to spot him blinking. Someone's so far.
He
no
ain't
one's done
blink.
It. 8 years.
Give you a little Michael 8 years.
Mm-hmm. I haven't blinked in over his, 8 years.
His eyes must be dry as hell.
Yeah, his eyes got to be dry.
Over
as fuck.
Time, I'm sure you practice and like it gets, you get more used to it. But
no, I've lubricated my eyes with olive oil.
How you not blink for
5 years?
This nigga right surprised all the time.
Here, read this quote right there.
Bruce.
One thing that stuck in my mind was, don't blink. You must never blink. For the next 8 years, I walked around trying not to blink. People around me, my mother and everybody thought I had gone nuts. So he should enter a staring contest.
He would kill it. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that's right. Number one.
We worried about his eyes. He needs to talk about teeth.
No, cows are invading a beach in France.
Wait.
And are attacking the like all the people because they were there during COVID and they got
the
used
cows?
To yeah.
When
it says invading the beach, I'm thinking of the Battle of Normandy and shit. Like, they getting off boats. We going to attack these worlds.
But they fucking beach trooper, like, storming the beach. The cows have created a beachfront.
How funny would that be? Like, they, World War II D-Day, they replace all the Americans with cows.
They literally have beef.
No, they literally have beef. Yes. Damn.
Already got someone in the hospital.
Damn, for real?
Like, they attacking them.
Yeah.
Them cows need to move.
They don't
want to
share the beach.
Them cows need to
move.
They're
aggressive. They probably came all the way from Spain, and they sick and tired of that fucking bullshit.
Yeah. God damn it. These cows need to move.
These niggas actually clapped with feet.
God damn it. All right. And then last one is parents must pay son $45,000 for trashing his VHS porn collection.
All right. Yo, let me say, I just want to say one thing about this. I don't believe in beating my kids if I had kids.
Yeah.
But after this, when we get out of court, he getting an ass
whooping. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm for
you,
sure.
You deserve an ass whooping for this one.
Wait, so he, why, so he's.
Okay, so I actually know a little bit about this story already. So he divorced his wife and then he like moved back into his parents for a little bit until he got like back on his feet. And then when he found a place, he like left a bunch of stuff at home. I think it was 8 boxes of porn just like left behind, and he wanted his parents to send it back. But they wouldn't, so his parents are very, very Christian.
Yeah, so
they're like, this stuff's disgusting, and they threw it away. And he sued, ended up winning, and the reason it's that much is because the parents hired somebody to determine how much it would be, and that person decided that number.
Oh shit!
So they've kind of
Damn, parents gonna have to nut up.
There's no way $45,000 worth of porn.
No. No.
I mean, I feel like $500 worth of porn is.
Well, it's like porn from like the 80s, so it's like.
I mean, Cam used to sell porn for probably $5 at school, so.
I did. I sold porn a disc for $5. You get a disc for $5. And I made a lot of money, and I put Mike under me, and I said, you take 2, you give me 3.
Okay.
I let him keep 3, give me 2.
Okay, yeah.
Here's the list
and
of all the movies.
We cornered the market.
Okay, we got Gang Bang Fury, Sexy Euro Girl, Sex Tribe, Anal Woman 2. That sounds like a superhero. Living Doll. Up Your Class, the Girls and Guns, Looks Like a Million, Caribbean Vacation. I want to see that one. That one probably might be cool. Crybaby.
Fuck Frenzy.
Oh, yeah. Fuck Frenzy. White Hot. Oh, you know that DVD. Pink.
Oh, this is the manuals right here.
Unnatural Sex.
No, that's the funniest one. Big Bus Babes.
Big Bus Babes. Oh, yeah. It's titties everywhere in that. Debbie for President.
Chasing the 50s?
Oh no. You know it's Bush all in that porno.
Oh, Lord.
That shit full of Bush.
Wait. Hey, My Grandma is a Whore 3. That's part 3.
Wait, Hey, My Grandma is a Whore 3. I gotta see part 1 and 2.
Wait, give me some made up one real quick. Come on, bring a good one. Made up porn name, come on.
Taking pics and flicking clits.
There you go.
Okay,
taking
pics and flicking clits. Now give me one too, bro.
Crown the Brown.
Okay. That sounds like shower sex. Shower shitty sex.
Back of the bus with back of the butt.
Back of the bus with back of the butt.
My thing is just going to be condom.
Condom, yeah, there you go. Condom.
Question mark.
Lean on the peen.
Dale's going to be all right.
Dale's going to be all right.
Me and Dale.
All you see is a bunch of 6-foot-something niggas fucking women in the house. Dale's going to be
all right.
A bunch of 6-foot niggas fucking white chicks.
That's wild.
Oh, Dale the fucking homo sapien. There it is.
Wait.
You lost me, Mike.
What?
You know, Dale the funky homo sapien? There you go. Dale the fucking homo sapien.
I can't. Okay, I did.
Yeah,
you
know what? I'm not the comedian here.
No,
guys.
No, you did your thing. You did your thing, Mike.
I don't believe you could beat me in anything. <I'm> not, that joke.
But nah, that's 45,000. We're going to have to. I might have to shoot my son.
Hey, I mean, would you throw away all his boxes of porn?
No, I'm keeping that. I'm keeping it.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah,
bare minimum, I'm keeping for myself.
VHS.
We ain't got the technology for that.
Yeah, we ain't got
no
the
more.
Technology for that. So that's enough.
VHS tapes?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how much work it used to be to beat off the VHS?
Nah, that's too much work.
Too much rewinding.
He might have been mad. He might have been one of those kids. I was going to come back and put him on DVD. I was going to transfer him to disc.
Yeah. Now I can't transfer him to nothing.
I'd be so mad.
Oh, I'd be so mad. I'd be very upset.
Our relationship going to be torn for
I was gonna take it
month.
To Walgreens.
Is your relationship is torn from porn?
No, I'm saying, yeah. With my son for at least a month, I'm gonna be livid for a month. I just paid you 45. You got me in court over this silly shit.
You standing in court like, come on, man, come on, fam. All right, let's knock out these last two. So, a recent study came out that said hot dogs eating a hot dog can take 36 minutes off your healthy life. Researchers ranked more than 5,800 foods by how much they affect the person's healthiness. The study could cause someone to think twice about devouring a frankfurter at a baseball game or a holiday cookout.
Man, I used to destroy hot dogs as a kid.
Like, somebody said, I might need to eat more nuts to go back in time, tweeted 13-time Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest champion, who owns the world record for eating 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes, and by the study's calculation, would have lost 1 year and 15 minutes of his life for consuming his estimated 19,200 hot dogs over 16 years. That's a lot of fucking hot dogs.
That's a lot of hot dogs.
That's a lot of
And for it to only take 1 year off your life?
Yeah, that ain't bad. Right.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
Because I'm not eating 19,000.
I'm not eating 19,000.
Yeah. He ate 19,000.
19,200 hot dogs.
I can have a couple hot dogs in there.
Yeah. Even though I don't eat hot dogs anymore, but yeah, I used to fuck up some hot dogs.
I can't remember the last time I had a hot dog.
I used to destroy them.
Oh, yeah. Get to it. And then
you a grilled hot dog guy, or are you like a fried hot dog guy?
I used to just boil them things.
Oh, boil, okay.
But I remember one time I made a mistake and bought the hot dogs with cheese infused, and I took a big bite, and I was like, "Are these hot dogs sour or something?" Like, all this cheese, I was upset.
That sounds disgusting. It was coming out like the pores of it.
It was stuffed like it was cheese stuffed hot. It was disgusting.
Nah, I don't fuck with that. I don't fuck with that at all. And since we starting on food, I just tweeted this yesterday. I was like, "Hey everybody, hope everybody's having a good day." Root beer trash. That's
I totally
all.
Agree.
And I just wanted to start an argument.
So were people more for it or against the argument?
Against it. I mean, no, they were before it.
They say that root beer's trash.
A lot of people was like, it's kind of
root
it's whatever.
Beer, Dr. Pepper in the same family. It is trash. Drinks.
Yeah, root beer.
I don't like the taste.
I like them all.
Vitamalt, all that.
You like
nasty.
Root beer, Mike? Nah. Yeah, I'm not.
Not really.
You like blue cheese?
Blue cheese?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can't remember the last time I had blue cheese.
That's good. That's good. You don't
like
need
root
it.
Beer?
Yeah.
You like blue cheese?
Yeah, man, I'm good.
That's
my solid.
Dog.
It's solid.
I don't mind either.
You what,
that's
what,
why we
you,
don't
your
rock
your decisions,
with you.
I don't know.
You a Dell ass nigga.
You a Dell ass nigga.
Yeah, root beer trash, sucks. Man.
All right. Let's get to some fat acting. That
oh,
shit
yeah, let's talk
funny.
About this, man. Mike, please pull up the article. All right.
Fat
Sarah
actor.
Paulson addresses criticism over portrayal of Linda Tripp in a fat suit in impeachment. So there is a movie coming out about the impeachment of Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
And one of the lawyer ladies that was in it was this lady named Linda Tripp.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what she looks like.
Okay.
Now go back to Sarah Paulson, just the actress. That's what Sarah Paulson looks like. You've probably seen her in movies, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is what she looks like in the movie.
This right here?
No.
Oh.
This is what she's playing Sarah Tripp.
Gotcha.
So Mike, pull up her as her, whatever. That's her right there.
Okay.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, she's wearing a fat suit, right?
She is?
She got a little weight.
Yeah. You got to put and, on, get a little belly.
Is that her? That is her, right?
I think that's already good. Yeah, you questioned it.
Yeah.
So people are getting mad.
Who?
Fat.
You know the internet.
Bigger people.
People but are saying, they're saying, why wouldn't you just cast somebody that's fat? Let me tell you about the pain of fat acting, all right? Have you know, do you know that men, so many people have fluctuated in weight for different roles?
Yeah.
What's his name? Guy who played Batman, Christian Bale. Mm-hmm. He got fat for so many roles, got skinny again.
50 Cent had to get skinny for
it. That can mess up your health.
Yeah.
Too.
All that. And it can mess with your health. It's not even that great for you.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
have done it. This lady's putting on fat. So what do you want to do? Actually get fat? And then you actually want her to...
No, they're saying they want a fat actor.
Or a fat actor.
So how do you put that casting call out? We need a fat actor?
I would think you would search...
Well, that's the thing. Fat? If you know the character's fat, we want someone like that, I guess.
But what happened to acting is my...
Yeah, it's acting. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
Eddie Murphy played a fat woman and a man.
But it was fake. So they saying when you're portraying someone real... They want them to be just a big actor.
Oh, it's because it's a real. Maybe that's why, because it's a real person.
They be like, if everyone put on fat suits, then plus size actors won't be able to get work.
Yeah.
That don't make sense. Acting is transforming. So now we're going to say, okay, well, get rid of makeup departments.
No, I agree.
No,
I agree with
you. But
I'm saying, I'm playing devil advocate for the argument.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree with you, but that's what I'm thinking.
Because my thing is, she probably came in, killed the part. And was like, all right, well.
She's good for the part. She's a good actress.
Yeah, it was like, all right, well, we want to use you, so we're going to give you a little belly. And it's not even like it's crazy fat.
It's not even crazy.
It's not even crazy.
But they probably wanted a real fat person, so.
Man, people might be mad about everything. Like, it is what it is.
Like, this is my thing. This is my thing. Lizzo got mad this past week about being called fat. You know, she's been.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
she, Lizzo news.
Yeah, I'm giving y'all the Lizzo news. I remember Cam said
somebody called her fat.
Yeah. She said she was depressed about all the comments and all the stuff about her. And so it kind of goes against kind of her brand, right? Saying, you know, I love myself. I'm no matter what, mm-hmm. I'm under it, but mm-hmm. you kind of let it get you a little down. Okay. I don't know where I was going with this. But my point is, fat acting has been around a long time.
Fat acting has been around a long time.
I think
time.
We should allow fat acting to continue. I think it's not right. Let people fat act.
Yeah, no, you got to let people fat act.
Let people fat act.
Not FedEx, fat act.
If they're the best actor for the role, make them fat. Let them fat act.
Fat act.
Fat act.
That, yeah,
we gotta
be
careful how we say that.
Yeah. Fat act. Yeah. I mean, because people gonna get mad at everything. Like,
she looks like.
Yeah, she. I mean,
they really did a good job.
That's right?
I'm not gonna lie.
If I'm the producer of the movie, I'm like, hey man, y'all had to be mad because.
And this coming out on Netflix.
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
I want to watch this now, just based on this story.
Yeah, based on fat acting.
Bill Clinton. See some...
All right. Well,
will we see the scene where he gets ahead? That's the question.
You got to put that in there. You know,
got to. That's the whole reason for the impeachment.
Damn,
what's wrong with getting a little head? You know, he just want a little head.
Come in.
You can't be the head office getting head in the office.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, you're saying you can't be in the head office getting head in the office.
Yeah,
I think you deserve the head in the office. You
probably told by your wife. By your wife, not your secretary.
He told her that as a joke. Like, hey, what was her name again?
The Monica Lewinsky.
Monica Lewinsky.
Hey, Monica, come over here. You know, they call this the Oval Office. I call it the Oral Office.
That's a nice impression.
That's a solid impression. That's
Let me do you. Hey, my friends.
Terrible impression.
Don't do my Mendez like that.
Me, my Mendez too, man. I love my Mendez.
But yeah, you can't get head in the
Leave
office.
Pete
you gotta
Davidson
get by your
alone.
Wife.
No. Pete Davidson.
Anybody ever told you like Pete Davidson?
Leave Pete Davidson alone.
That's funny. All right, y'all. We getting up out of here. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. Remember, hit the Cash App CTH podcast. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, do all those good things.
Any new fans, comment on Apple.
Yeah, comment on Apple. You know, give review.
Because
those help us get the rankings up. And make sure if you're on YouTube, you like, you comment, and you subscribe.
Last question.
What's
if you
up?
Had to play someone fat, a character, who would you play?
I feel like I'm walking into a joke.
No, remember, I can't tell them jokes. Okay. No, I'm real for real.
Why can't you tell those jokes?
Because we went through therapy.
Oh,
about it.
Yeah.
They say I'm bullying him. Oh, yeah. So I had to give him up.
Yeah, the fans said it. They said he was bullying me. So,
yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you're a good friend.
You don't want the fat jokes? I haven't said a fat joke.
He cares about me, you know.
Listen,
because he's been in therapy about it.
Get your dad body in the back. I'm gonna get my dad body in the back.
I don't know.
You can play Shaq,
but is Shaq? He's big. Like, I mean, I guess Shaq.
It's a documentary about Shaq now. Because he was skinny back when he was playing.
But it's funny when you said, I wasn't thinking about a joke, but a joke came to me after you
said. What, playing myself?
Playing your younger son.
No, that's I was going to say the joke first, but I was like, that's why I said I'm walking
into
it.
We're going de-age wrong?
That's funny.
That's a skit, yo.
What, de-age you?
Like, no, we do like a movie trailer. It's you playing old you. But fat, we can. Green screen your face. That'd be funny.
You can't put a fat suit on me. People gonna get mad. They gonna get mad.
You gotta go back to your old diet.
You gotta go back. Yeah, oh god, no, McDonald's. Oh, McDonald's. Oh, oh god, that'd be a lot.
You know what scene I'm ready to see?
What were you voted as?
The doctor scene.
What you say?
You could call it fat, black, and most likely to succeed.
Straight to DVD.
I'm watching that in a reclining chair theater. I'm gonna watch that in 40X.
Waiting for
that doctor.
You know
scene.
He gonna have that scene like Clump. You know, like when he started crying when
that's
Dave
a doctor.
Oh, yeah,
when the doctor told me I was obese.
Yes,
this nigga said he cried.
I fucking cried.
I gotta see that scene.
I was like, I ain't want to be big no more.
I was like, how did he not know he was big?
I didn't know.
He showed me the pictures. He was fat as fuck.
That's what I'm saying, but I wasn't outside looking in. I was inside looking out.
When I got big, I didn't know. Okay. We out, man.
Oh, shit.
Holla at y'all. Comedy Trap House.
Yo, chill out, Cam.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.